Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Good to be with you here on a sunny Tuesday. Tigers with a win last night, which is... Hey, man, it's good coming off that Orioles series. See him go against a better opponent and get the win. And you heard during the update there, talk about Alex Fajardo. And look, he's looked pretty darn good. And this is not a guy that put up eye-popping numbers at the minor league level. His last full season in the minors was 2019. He had a 3.9 ERA with a 1.18 whip. I mean, it was good, but it wasn't lights out. And he only had four starts in the minors this year before getting the shot. Now, he didn't pitch in 2020 because of COVID. Remember, the minors got canceled. He got down to 190 pounds. And he says that's the reason he hurt his arm. He got too light. And in 2021, he hurt his arm and had to have Tommy John surgery. Now he's back up to 220. He was heavy fastball slider last night. His fastball was sitting 92, 93, which isn't like eye-popping. Again, it's not like, oh, he hit 94 four times on the gun. Now, I went back and looked where all his pitches were located. And there were very few that were right down the middle. There were very few where he didn't locate it on one, you know, somewhere on the fringe of the edges of the strike zone. So it's great. It's great. But who would have thought a month into the season, Alex Fajardo would be creating more buzz than Casey Mize? And Mize is out hurt, right? We got it. That's one of the big reasons Fajardo's even got this shot. But the one thing we have to remind ourselves, this isn't completely out of the blue. In spite of not having eye-popping numbers at the minor league level, guy was a first-round pick for a reason. He's a first-round pick for a reason. And he's settling in nicely. I suspect there'll be some coming back to earth. Like that first game, he didn't get a lot of runs, but he sure got hit. There was some hard contact. Now, could he just keep getting better and better? He could. He could. I'm not pinning in Alex Fajardo just yet.
No.
But if you'd asked me prior to the season, is Alex Fajardo going to be in the rotation anytime soon? I would have said no. And now I think it might be possible.
He's always been a guy that I've looked in the minors and you want to see how he's progressing because he was a first-round pick. He was the 18th overall pick in the 2017 draft. And, you know, being a first-round pick, you expect something out of a first-round pick, whether they're number one overall or you know, number 25 in the first round. And I was hoping he was going to get an opportunity at some point this year to start. Mm-hmm. I didn't expect it to be this early, and I also didn't expect him to have the moderate success that he has had to this point. I mean, it is moderate. It's interesting. And just 15 and two-thirds innings is all he's pitched with the Tigers. It's also interesting, it was 15 and two-thirds innings that he pitched in the minors.
Really?
Yeah. So with the Tigers, he's given up 16 hits and four walks during that time. In the minors, it was 15 and two-thirds innings with 10 hits and three walks. But he's done a good job of limiting any kind of damage that's out there. He gave up a couple of home runs in his major league career so far, but hasn't been damaging. So ride it while you can, but I don't think he's a long-term solution as a starting pitcher. I mean, if I had to call my shot today, I'm saying no. But can he be a useful piece in on the pitching staff? I hope that's the case because he's a first-round guy.
Yeah, let me ask you this. I mean, backing up, it feels a lot more likely today than it did a month ago.
It does. And now, was that just him shining in front of the hometown crowd because he's from that area and he's got his family is there and everything else? I mean, maybe he's one of those guys that just rises to that occasion. I don't know. Or it was an off night for Tampa. I don't know. I certainly want to see more because it's such a small sample size, but it's encouraging. That's the word we like to use.
Yeah.
It's encouraging. It doesn't mean much at this point.
So the one thing, the guys I don't know how to process are the Castros. I've always thought of the Castros, Willie and Harold, as two guys that are only here because the Tigers aren't very good. They aren't considered high prospect kind of guys. They can play a little bit, but they're not going to be guys that are playing on good teams. They're not going to be guys that are going to get regular at-bats on good teams. They're at best like 13th or 14th position players. But don't expect, or you're great everywhere and one of them survives. And yet, I was looking at this four-game winning streak, this modest first sign of life in a while, four-game winning streak. Harold Castro and Willie Castro are combined 9 of 19, two home runs, a triple, five RBIs, and a lot of big moments, a lot of clutch hits. And I'm not rooting against them, but I'm kind of like, hey, we're better than to have the Castro still here. But they're still here, and they're they've got two of the highest batting averages on the team.
Well, they are also, I mean, when I look at the Castros, I see two guys that are at the bottom of your active roster. They're taking up two of the last two spots or two of the last three spots, however you want to look at it. And that's kind of what they played. They play out of the 36 games the Tigers have played, Harold Castro's been in 21 and Willie Castro's been in 20. You know, they have 113 at-bats between them. It's not a ton of at-bats. So they're playing every other game, basically, and you're getting use out of them because they're both hitting. And that's kind of been the problem with Willie Castro throughout his career is that he hasn't shown the ability to hit consistently, and it's been a small sample size of the 51 at-bats for him, but 353 looks pretty impressive. The 863 OPS looks great. Harold Castro, you knew could hit. Not for power, although we did last night with a home run, but you knew he could hit. The question was, where else could he find a place in the field? I mean, Harold Castro, I feel better about having on the roster because he's the guy that can do something at the plate. Is Willie doing this? Is this just the small sample size and water's going to find its level over the next 15 games that he plays and he's not going to hit again? Because Willie's upside is his versatility in playing different positions. He's not a great shortstop. But is he good enough to be a backup shortstop to spell your everyday guy? Sure. He can play at second as well. And he's showing that he can play in the outfield and maybe being an average to slightly better than average defensive outfielder.
Meanwhile, you know, last night, Jonathan Schoop, huge home run, couple of plays in the field, all without even being named Castro, made plays for them to help them win. And it was good to see, especially, you know, when you're a veteran, it's probably easier when you're struggling at the plate, when you're a veteran, to not let it impact you in the field. Like, we've talked about how great it is to see Torkelson, who just continues to play solid defense, but struggles at the plate. Schoop hit the bomb. And then, I mean, I think 10,000 times out of 10,000 times, when there's a runner on second base with less than two outs and there's a ground ball hit to the second baseman, that runner just goes to third. Ground ball to the right side, the runner goes to third. Schoop picked it up and threw it to Candelario, who wasn't covering the bag. Candelario, if there's going to be a tag play, you go to the bag.
You just kind of led the receiver over there.
Yeah, but he didn't. He wasn't at the bag. He just threw it to him, and he tagged out the runner on a 4-5 putout on a ground ball, which almost never happens.
It's a heads-up play by Schoop, and then the double play that he turned was almost spectacular. I mean, the way that he threw
against the shift.
Against the shift, and the way he steps on the bag and kind of throws across his body a little bit, you know, his momentum taking him in the wrong direction and gets a good strong throw and completes a double play. That was good. And Schoop, the Tigers need if they have any hope of getting towards 500,
yeah,
and better, Schoop needs to be a part of that.
Kind of feels like it,
doesn't it? Yeah. And over the last 10 games, he's hitting, I think, 250 in his last 10 games. That's not lights out. But when you move your batting average from 128 up to 162, you'll take it, okay? It's a nice 34-point swing in a short amount of time, just like you'll take it when Candelario was doing the same thing, moving his batting average up 60 points in an eight-game span. At some point, you got to get hot. 250 is not hot, but it's a good start, and it's probably where you expect him to be for the season is around that average.
248-539-9797. Bridge in Farmington Hills, you're on 97.1. Hi, Bridge.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Bridge.
Hey, yeah. On the Tigers, well, the short run, you know, things are looking good. All right, but that's the short term.
Yep.
The win at Tampa Bay in kind of validated the sweep of the Orioles, because you're saying, oh, you know, it's the Orioles and you're at home. But this kind of validated that. And so it makes it even feel better. If they had been blown out 7-1, then those three wins would have been, it wouldn't have mattered.
Yep.
And also, for whatever it's worth, the Tigers' four-game winning streak is tops in the majors. And at number two, you have the Dodgers, Yankees, and the Cardinals at two apiece. So that's good.
I like the spin, Bridge.
There's a nice optimistic
spin. I like the spin. The longest winning streak in the majors.
Well, all streaks come to an end. I hope it doesn't happen tonight.
Those three are pretty good teams, and they're like two, you know, only at two, and everyone else is at one. So.
There you go.
Yeah, the difference is that their two-game winning streak has them at 8-2 in their last 10. The Tigers' four-game winning streak has them at 4-6 or whatever in the last 10.
Yeah, and they're still 10 games under 500. A lot of work to be done.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.